night. I'll be live at Busch Stadium Monday morning broadcasting this show. Hope you can listen. Tell your friends, Cardinal fans. I'll be at Busch Stadium broadcasting live, looking out on the field, getting ready for the Cardinals home opener, which will be Monday afternoon against the Cincinnati Reds.
Ooh,
they're pretty good.
Good game.
Yeah, good rivalry.
Uh-huh.
On Fridays, it's our political humorist, Bill Melberg, a U of I alum, who gave Roger Ebert some sass in the book aisle many years ago. So, Roger, quite the alum there, Bill. No question about it.
Yes, good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And good morning, ESPN Radio and Sunny listeners. And just very quickly, I'll tell you, I was at the Helena Union Bookstore maybe 10 or 15 years ago, and there was a sale table, and Roger Ebert and I were just about to grab the same book. And I grabbed it first, and he went to grab it, and I said, "Hey, I got it first. Who do you think you are, some big shot?" And he just kind of looked startled, and I said, you think you're Roger Ebert or somebody. Then he started laughing.
Hey, I know one of your heroes, Bill's Will Rogers, the great American political humorist of the 20s and 30s. I'm sure you'll enjoy today's panel discussion when our guest commentators address the question, what would Will Rogers have said about today's politics? But before we introduce the panel, why don't you tell us about Will Rogers, who he was, and why he's still being quoted?
Well, I'd be happy to, Stevie and Diane. Will Rogers had something in common with our good friend Lou Henson. He was an Okie, which means he was born in Oklahoma, near Claremore, Oklahoma, about 60 miles north of where Lou Henson was born in Okay, Oklahoma. Will was born in 1879. His father was a cattle rancher. Both of his parents had Cherokee blood, so he was one-quarter Cherokee himself, which is why I always like to say, my ancestors didn't come over on the Mayflower, but they met the boat. Will was a smart youngster, but a poor student. He was bored with school and yearned for adventure, sort of like me. So by the time he was 20 years old, Will had set out to see the world, traveling to Britain, Argentina, South Africa, Australia, and New Zealand. He earned his keep by breaking horses for the British Army and driving cattle in Argentina and South Africa. And that's where Will Rogers joined a Wild West show, where he was known as the Cherokee Kid. His rope tricks amazed audiences around the world. Back here in the United States, Will Rogers soon became a star with the Ziegfeld Follies on Broadway. His wife convinced him to start telling jokes about current events and politicians as part of the act. And pretty soon people began coming to the theater more to hear his jokes than to watch his tricks. His good-natured humor won lots of praise and lots of fans. Will Rogers wrote a syndicated column, newspaper column, for 400 newspapers across the country called Will Rogers Says. He also starred in 71 motion pictures, but he earned his greatest fame with his weekly radio broadcasts. He was the best known and most beloved politician, American of his time. He poked fun at the politicians. Tragically, Will Rogers lost his life in an airplane accident in 1935. He was flying with Wiley Post, a famous aviator and fellow Oklahoman, and their plane crashed takeoff near Point Barrow, Alaska. He's now buried near his birthplace in Claremore, Oklahoma. His statue now stands in the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, the only humorist to be so honored. And that's pretty much the Will Rogers story in brief. As to why he's still being quoted today, well, I think your panelists can best answer that question.
All right, I'm sure they can. Let's meet our distinguished guests today, former presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton.
Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Hi.
Ah, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
Former Senator Joe Lieberman also joins us.
Hi, Stevie. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
And God bless you for having me as your guest this morning. Just about everyone else has totally forgotten me since I retired from the Senate, so bless you for remembering.
And former Secretary of State under Presidents Nixon and Ford, Dr. Henry Kissinger.
Good morning, Stevie and Diane. I'm looking forward to our discussion, although I must confess, I'm not an expert on Will Rogers. You see, my expertise lies in the arena of foreign affairs. I know all about the Soviet Union and Leonid Brezhnev and China and Chairman Mao. I can tell you about my work with Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. I can describe my negotiations with the North Vietnamese in Paris. I can also
Dr. Kissinger, sir, I'm sorry, our time is limited. I do want to stick with the subject at hand, namely Will Rogers. I'm sure you have something to contribute when we cover some of Will's comments about foreign affairs. I want to turn to President Bill Clinton first. Mr. President, Will Rogers is known for poking fun at both sides of the aisle. But do you happen to know if Will Rogers, a member of an organized political party?
Stephen Diane, Will Rogers gave a very direct answer to that question. He said, and I quote, "I'm not a member of any organized political party. I'm a Democrat." I totally identified with that comment during Hillary's primary battle with Barack Obama 5 years ago. Which reminds me of something else Will Rogers said that's as true today as it was when he said it. Quote, "The Republicans and Democratic parties both tend to split. The Democrats have their splits just before an election, and the Republicans have their splits right after an election." Unquote.
Wow. That certainly is the case today, as we're seeing with the self-examination that's dividing the GOP following their defeat last November. Turning to President George W. Bush, can you think of anything Will Rogers said 80 years ago that's as true today as it was then?
Yes, I can, Stevie. In fact, I'm looking at it right now. This is Will Rogers' Diary of the United States Senate, trying to find $2 billion that it already spent but didn't have. See if this doesn't sound familiar. Monday, soak the rich. Tuesday, begin hearing from the rich. Wednesday, tax Wall Street. Thursday, get the word from Wall Street. Lay off us or you'll get no campaign contributions. Friday, soak the little guy. Saturday, find out there is no little guy. He's been soaked till he drowned. Sunday, meditate. Next week, same procedure, only more talk and less results. Now, Stephen Diane, does that describe the Senate under Harry Reid or what?
Or perhaps that's also why Will Rogers described Congress as the national joke factory. And on that note, let me turn the question over to Diane Ducey.
Thank you, Stevie. And since we've been talking about the Senate, let's get a comment from former Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. Senator, there's a quote from Will Rogers about the Senate. All I can say about the United States Senate is that it opens with a prayer and ends with an investigation, end quote. Your reaction, sir?
God bless you for asking, Diane. That was a delightful Will Rogers quote. Along a similar line, and speaking as a man who retired from the Senate voluntarily, here's one of my favorite Will Rogers quotes. "The trouble with senators is that the ones who ought to retire don't." And believe me, I can think of more than a few senators today who fit that description.
Senator Lieberman, do you have any other favorite quotes from Will Rogers?
Yes, I do. Speaking as a man who was dumped by the Democratic Party in favor of multimillionaire Ned Lamont in my 2006 bid for re-election to the Senate, and speaking as a man who subsequently ran as an underfunded independent candidate and won, I really like this Will Rogers comment. Quote, "The Democrats not only have a good candidate, they've got lots of money, which is even better than having a good candidate." Ain't it the truth?
It certainly is. It reminds you of something Ronald Reagan used to say. Politics is the world's second oldest profession, and I've learned that it bears a striking resemblance to the first. But getting back to Will Rogers, let's turn to Dr. Henry Kissinger and hear what Will Rogers had to say about foreign affairs. Dr. Kissinger, do you have any favorite Will Rogers quotes for us?
Yes, I do. As I mentioned previously, I'm an authority on the former Soviet Union. It seems Will Rogers was as well. For instance, here are a few things Will Rogers said about the Soviet Union and socialism. Quote, "But the socialists need in their government is more of a sense of humor and less of a sense of revenge." Unquote. Now, let's see who talks about millionaires and billionaires all the time. Here's another one. "Socialism is like prohibition. It's a good idea, but it doesn't work."
Mm-hmm.
And finally, If the socialists worked as much as they talk, they'd have the most prosperous government in the world. Those are true words of wisdom, Stevie. True today as they were back in the day when Will Rogers said them.
Yes, they are, sir. I want to thank our distinguished panel for being here and recalling so many fine quotations from Will Rogers. But in our remaining moments, I want to bring in our point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican, Arizona, and former Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat, Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, my friend.
Good morning.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And greetings, ESPN Radio and sunny listeners.
Gentlemen, as you know, we've been talking about Will Rogers this morning, quoting some of his political observations from 80 years ago. I wonder if you have any favorite Will Rogers quotes that you'd like to share with us. Former Congressman Barney Frank, why don't you go first?
I'd love to. And I'd like to mention the most famous Will Rogers quote of them all. In fact, they're the words Will Rogers said he wanted to have inscribed on his grave. And they're the words I've always embraced myself.
And those words are?
Those words are, I never met a man I didn't like.
Senator McCain, would you care to add anything to that quote?
Yes, I would, Stevie. Will Rogers never met Barney Frank or Barack Obama. But let me leave you with my favorite Will Rogers comment. Alexander Hamilton started the United States Treasury in 1789 with nothing. And that's the closest our country has ever come to being even.
That's all the time we have for this segment. Thank you, as always, John McCain, Barney Frank, for their dueling comments and remarks. Political Humor's Bill Melvick will be right back shortly with some final thoughts about his hero, Will Rogers. It's ESPN Radio 93.5 and the